The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 13th day of February 2023. That's right. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. And so tonight we have back in the cage none other than Randy and Eric, and they're mounting the phones because this is Pledge Week. So we're gearing up, folks. We got to go after it this week. And so this is Pledge Week. You know, we haven't said one thing about raising funds since the last Pledge Week. We try to spend as much time just getting the news out, getting the gospel first and then the news, and not mentioning money. But guess what? Pledge Week, we got to go all out. So that's what we're doing. So behind the glass there, our rising star in radio, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
Okay, when she stutters and she flutters, and all around here she is, our studio marm, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, now go on. Get out, get out. All right, now we got our guest tonight. Once a month. She shows up once a month, like a rising moon. What is it? What happens once a month? Well, let's see. What happens monthly? Got to compare you with something. What happens once
a
month?
A rising unique star.
All right, there you go. A rising unique star. Once a month. She is Elaine Conley. She's the president of Wealth and Healthness, our Health and Wellness Journey. The Integrative Health Consultation Services, and I just found out tonight she's dangerous. I saw it, right?
Yeah. I'm labeled now as being dangerous. We'll explain that.
All righty. There you go.
And good evening, everyone.
Way out. Well, some people think he's dangerous, too, and way out yonder in Missouri, okay? They say you put him on the road in the pickup truck, and he can be lethal. But
they call me the Deer Slayer, right?
Right.
I killed quite a few.
The parson and the pastor, Joe Larson. That's it. Say hello.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, for some reason there was a glitch. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, his child and forever I am. Glad to be with you, boss.
All righty. We have a lot. You know, that's nice for you to say. I just got an email from a nut and a fool. And this nut and fool claimed his name was Jesus Christ. And he said his request or suggestion on the email was that Pastor Ernie Sanders would burn in hell forever. Now that there is a fool, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Idiot.
Yeah.
God wishes no one to go to hell. So
right.
He can't be Jesus because he sure doesn't know Scripture.
But here's the thing. There's three of us that know that this man's a fool. First of all, God. Number two, me. And three, him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You just said it. You'll probably send me another email. All right. Anyhow. So we're going to get into the scripture tonight. Meanwhile, the numbers are, we got to get some phone calls in right away, right away, right away. 888-281-1110. If you have a credit card, that would be the line to call, too. If you want to go credit cards or PayPal or whatever, that's 888-281-1110. By the way, anyone who makes a donation of $20 or more, if you ask for it, so you got to ask for it because we won't send it to you unless you want it. And that is the How to Survive Forced Vaccinations, How to Survive Forced Vaccination by Dr. Cass Ingram. So if you want that, if with a donation of $20 or more, yeah, just send it with your check or tell the folks to take on the phone. But a written note. In fact, a little note even on the check, we would make sure that you would get that. And with a really good, clear address, too, and zip code. So let's get right into our scripture tonight, Joe. And the title was
The New Old Religion.
The New Old Religion. Now, do you know what the New Old Religion is? Right now, they're the biggest religion out there next to Christianity is what they call the climate change cult or the environmental wackos. They actually have a religion. They actually have their own ark. They actually have their own commandments in that. But it's not new. It's not new at all. In fact, the Apostle Paul wrote about it over 2,000 years ago in the book of Romans, didn't he? Okay. It's the same old religion, but they just give it a new name now.
Well, they get put new twists on it.
Yeah. And so we're going to start because God has sent them strong delusion. I mean, we're living in a day here where you can see the obvious strong delusions, where people don't know what a woman is, where they don't know what a man is. The AMA now says it no longer will place genders, male or female, on birth certificates because they're really not sure if there are males or females. I mean, think about this. This is what God's Word, the Bible, calls simple-mindedness, right? And this is absolute foolishness. Now, they want to make boys into girls and girls into boys. They have these things now where they're taking these poor young girls that are developing breasts and they're putting these, this, I'm not sure what you call it on those girls.
Chest binder.
Yeah, a chest binder. And this is not a smart thing to do, you see. Because if you have breasts,
it hurts the body.
Right. I mean, if you have breasts and you're developing breasts as a young, you're a girl, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, and they can't, and they don't understand why. What's wrong with men getting pregnant and having babies? You see, if you're pregnant, listen to me, because I know about these things. You're not a man, right?
Correct.
Okay. You see, now this is what we call what? Common sense, right?
But they're operating off of a new acronym, which is called PTDS, which is Perpetual Television Derangement Syndrome. They're indoctrinated into this new philosophy.
Well, the Bible has a different name for that. It calls them fools.
Correct.
Fools. So we're going to start because God says he sends them strong delusion. Now, Joe, we're going to start in Isaiah 66. Verses 1 through 4, so read each verse and then pause and we'll comment as we go through each verse, okay?
All right. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest?
Okay, so God's making a point there that man cannot build a house of worship that contain him. In fact, he says what? The entire universe can't contain God, right?
Right.
And so here,
my throne.
Yeah, he's bigger than that, and he's making a point there. And then the next point he makes is that everything that exists are made. And as we go through there, we're going to see that God is no longer creating things. Things are not evolving upward. They're deteriorating downward. Just exactly the way God's word said it would happen. Now, read verse 2.
For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word.
All right, so he's making another point. The point is God created all the universe, everything out there he made, right? I mean, he made the suns and the moons and the planets out there. But he's saying something here that a man with a broken and a contrite heart that fears him and reverences God, God is much more concerned with. He's more concerned with a man like that than he is with any of the universe out there, any of those things that he created. What was the very, in the 6 days of creation, what was the crowning creation, the last thing God created?
It was man.
Right. That was
man
the...
made in his image is why we're special. We're made in the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Bible said made it. Let us make man in our image.
Absolutely. Now read verse 3.
He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways. Their soul delighteth in their abominations.
Okay, so he's let's ask Elaine what that means to her.
Oh, my.
Does that make any sense to you? How?
Yes and no.
All righty. You want me to help you out with this?
Yeah.
Okay,
please.
Let's do that. First of all, he's making the point that the sacrifices of the arrogant were only external compliances in the hearts that were, in their hearts, they were murderers, they were idolaters, they were perverts. God shows mercy to the humble, but he curses the proud and the self-sufficient. So when you look at that, he that killeth an ox as if he slew a man, that's murder. In other words, in his heart, he wasn't offering a sacrifice. He was actually, he had murder in his heart. It says that he that sacrificed a lamb, which a lamb is a sacrifice to cover your sins, but as he... It says, as he cut off a dog's neck. Well, a dog was the most despised of all the animals in the Eastern culture at that time. So, in other words, it was doing it like he really hated what he was doing. His heart was not in this sacrifice. He was going through the motions so that everybody could see them going through the motions, pretending like they were being obedient to the law. But God was reading their hearts, and so he saw the difference there. And when he said that he offered swine's blood was an abominable, abominable thing, okay? And even to this very day, if you throw swine's blood on a Muslim, a real true Muslim, they'll have a heart attack and then kill them almost. I mean, they're really still so... This is under the Old Testament. So, so the point that he was making is that these were all literally desecrations.
Right.
And so they were putting them out, yeah. And so, but they were all...
If they hadn't done their sacrifices and defied God, they'd have been better off.
Right. And so they all were, as he says, chosen in their ways and... Their soul delighteth in the abominations. These were abominable things. Okay. And then the last verse, I also will choose their delusion and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. So, in other places in Scripture, he says when he will choose their delusion, he'll choose it so that they will do what? Believe a lie. Right? And what kind of delusions
do... Like America's doing today, we're believing many, many, many lies because we have been, you know, suffering delusions because of our sin.
Okay. You're absolutely right. I mean, we talked about some earlier about trying to make boys into girls and girls into boys. Elaine, did you know? I heard it. Joe Biden said that our borders were secure. It's only 5 million have slipped through. But other than that, they're secure, aren't they?
Yeah, the definitions have changed a lot.
Yeah. And so...
And the arrogance never has served man well, ever.
It's an absolute, right, the arrogance, but all of this trans things that you have. Now they've gone past transhuman to trans species now, okay? So now...
Oh, yeah, they're talking about crossbreeding.
Right. I mean, this is... in other words, whatever God has created, whatever God has made, they wanted to destroy.
Correct.
They started with, you know, first of all, the delusion was with the institution of marriage and the family. They have what they call same-sex marriage. That is not marriage. God gave us the institution. God gave us the definition. And so here, they have been overruled. But they don't know it yet, have they? I mean.
No, they're still trying. They're losing, but they're trying.
They're delusional, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're in, because of that, the word of God refers to them as fools. These are fools, okay? And so you've got all of these strange things happening now. One of the things, just like the Bible says in the last days, one of the things that you're having is divorces are an increase. And one of the reasons is these smart aleck phones, what they call these smartphones now. It is given women who do not have a lot of discernment, this more of an ability of a privacy to have, to where they're to commit infidelity. And what they're doing, it used to be, it was always the men. You know, the men would be the ones that would cheat. Today, that's reversed itself, and... you've got an epidemic now of women and, I mean, wives, too, and mothers sending nude pictures of themselves, sometimes to complete strangers. This is like a...
And again, that goes back to all the indoctrination and the interruption in the frontal lobe of your body and your hormones and everything else with all the toxicities that we're being shed on.
Absolutely. So, and we're going to be looking at some of that here in just a few minutes. So,
well, Pastor, remember, we did over the years, there were a lot of the student-teacher sex going on in the public school system. And I think 80-85% of the time we were reporting it, it was female students with both boys and little girls in the schools. It was incredible because here you had all these female teachers who were, in the past, the safest. People worried about male teachers, but now it was like totally turned around, and it was the female teachers that were having sex with the 12, 13, 14-year-old students.
Yeah, this is just another example of the evil initiative to take God. They think they can take down God, our family, and our country.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the other major things right there is you're having this lesbianism, especially among college girls. It's a huge thing. It's on the rise. It's not a fad. What is another name for what they call fad? It's something that's is happening.
Well, it's a prevalent behavior based on belief system and values that have been totally screwed up, basically. And that's what's happening in the grade schools now. You know, they're being indoctrinated into sex at age 3 and 4 in preschool.
And another area which you're seeing happening is, you know, there's always been bullying. You know, Joe, when we grew up, there was always bullying. And, you know, I had gotten into it a lot of bullying, you know, myself. When I was a young guy, I just loved to mix it up with the bullies. But anyhow, what happened now, it was always boys. You never saw girls being beat up. Now
you see girls beating girls up badly.
But not just girls beating.
They're murdering each other.
Yeah, but it's not just girls. Now you see boys and girls beating on girls. They're picking young girls.
Yeah, we saw that one with the boy on the bus beating that 9-year or 7-year-old girl terribly, and they had to arrest him. It was so violent.
That's happening more and more. Other delusional things that people don't understand is we're going to be talking about that. You got, again, not just Joe Obama keeping the border open. Biden is keeping the border open, letting terrorists come in. I mean, that's his job, to be the gatekeeper. Also, he's making sure that there's enough children available for the Democrats, the higher-ups, the pedophilia. But now, remember what he did at the World Economic Center. He said, we've got to cut the food supply. And now all over the country, you're having food manufacturing plants being burnt to the ground. These are to be done by professionals. And now,
airplanes flying into food plants. Now, that's a first we've never seen. Planes flying in, just totally destroying a plant.
And not only that, but there's things happening with cars now. We're seeing very strange things. My own car, with the computers, there's just a lot of strange things happening now out there. So, and what do we think that's causing?
Well, basically, you know, there's fooling around with the magnetic field and the pulse, you know, EMF, etc.
Yeah.
And people don't realize, but there's a lot of magnetics in your vehicle. There's a lot of magnetics in your home and every appliance. And I have to believe that, you know, with this pulsed magnetic field that they're trying to get us with, you know, it's going to affect our vehicles. I have a turn signal that's on steroids.
My car, Eric's car, driving over here the other night, the doors kept locking and unlocking. My car, the computer, had a nervous breakdown, okay? I mean, it just went.
And that's why I say I think that has to be a factor to be considered.
And I'm hearing from a lot of people that are telling me that they're having strange things happening with their cars that never happened before. So that's one of the things. Also, you know, we're seeing, like you said, Joe, before, the attacks on the electrical grid.
There have been, actually, people don't realize it, but there have been several hundred different attacks on different parts of our electrical grid, little trial attacks, and what they do, a little one here, a little one there, space them out all over the country, and it really never got into the news headlines. That's the way that things always seem to happen. Unless it's something big, it doesn't get attention, and they keep just shifting where things happen, and it stays under the radar.
Absolutely. All righty. We're going to shift now, Joe. We talked about this. Something happening here. Something that was happening in Switzerland, wasn't it? I think.
Yes.
Okay. And it has to do with COVID and something that's long overdue. So, but we got to give the phone number because I'm not seeing. All right, let me see. What do we have? Yes, we have some coming in. Didn't even see him. All right, Deacon John pledges 100. John in Michigan pledges 77. Beverly in New York pledges 300. And Sarah in Michigan pledges 10. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
We better give those numbers.
All right, the numbers are 888-281-1110. Folks, listen, we're going to be playing a clip, but you got to call even during the clip. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you, folks. We really got to hear from you. We're bringing you stuff that you're not supposed to know. All of the stuff that we're bringing you is what the fake news media will keep from you. And just about every time we're doing some of this, Fox News and Tucker Carlson, praise the good Lord for him. He's about a couple days behind us now. It used to be a couple weeks behind us, but
right. But there's still some off-limit subjects I think that he can't address.
Yeah, but we will.
Mm-hmm.
888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Go ahead and bring that clip up, the one about Switzerland.
Found out yesterday that a gentleman by the name of Pascal Najati in Switzerland was able to convince the Swiss Attorney General of the nation to prosecute the Swiss president and the Minister of Health for abuse of process. There are two other criminal defendants that are sealed at this moment in time. But the president himself and the Minister of Health are under investigation, indictment, and prosecution by the Swiss Attorney General. It's the first criminal complaint anywhere on the planet that has legs. This is the first time anywhere that anybody's been charged with these crimes. And it happened in Switzerland. I just heard about it yesterday. I'm also working with a royal family in Southeast Asia who had one of their family members killed. They are able, by virtue of their lineage and power in that country, to convene their own war crimes tribunal. So we're pursuing that outside of the United States because we can't get anything done inside the United States. The tide has changed. It's really changed. And now you're going to see the floodgates open. These are universal jurisdiction crimes, which means that if Switzerland wanted to prosecute our president, they would not only have the ability to do that and do that in absentia, they would have the ability to sentence and actually carry out that sentence in absentia, meaning the extraterritorially. If they were able to find a treaty partner, they could go and grab whoever it is responsible, bring him back to Switzerland for the execution, if that's what the sentence was. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal. The first sovereign to do this.
May I ask of you, where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry?
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter had the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing...
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. My next question is, did the U.S. government... Oh, excuse me, I have another chart I want to show you, Ms. Gatti. I have another tweet by someone with a following of a full 18,000 followers. This person put a chart from the CDC on Twitter. It's the CDC's own data, so it's accurate by your standards. And you all labeled this as misleading. You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gatti?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What makes you think you or anyone else of Twitter have the medical expertise to censor actual, accurate CDC data?
I'm not familiar with these particular situations.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not.
Momentarily, but for the record, Mr. Baker, Ms. Gatti, Mr. Roth, Mr. Navarroli, are you here under the advice of counsel, and do you have counsel present?
Yes, sir.
That was a yes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I was subpoenaed.
That's
to
good
appear.
To know. I'm glad you all have counsel present. Mr. Chairman, for the for submission for the record, I'd like consent to submit the Twitter files dated December the 8th, posted by the New York Post regarding the suppression of conservative commentators. I'd like that submitted.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to also submit for the record a timeline of events with cited sources outlining strong evidence of the Biden family organized criminal actions would certainly indicate that we've crossed the threshold of reasonable suspicion. I'd like this timeline submitted for the record.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Where is that from, that timeline?
Timeline in my hand, boss. I'll get it to you shortly.
All righty, there you go. You had, that was some hearings in Congress there. And, we have another one where he instructs these people that you're going to be, you're likely going to be going to jail for what you did. And they laughed at him. They laughed at him for telling them that, okay? And so this is how arrogant, in other words, look, do you realize we have George Soros' money behind us? That's the mindset that you have out there. But, we have God behind us, don't we?
Correct, and he moves all the time for us.
All righty, very good. Do you have an article there that you wanted to?
Yeah, basically the fact that we have a article about a lawsuit that's been filed by a dead man's family for a telehealth visit with a doctor who prescribed hydroxychloroquine. And the good thing about this is that it's going to go to trial. There's going to be discovery. And it is all going to come out, you know, that there's all kinds of violations related to patient rights related to this. Doctors are able to prescribe off-label. They don't need FDA approval to do so. And they're trying to attribute a prescription that was given 6 months before to this gentleman's death when the actual autopsy that was done did not show anything related to attribution to hydroxychloroquine. So, again, this is another smokescreen just to paint the wrong picture with the general public.
All right, very good. Now, earlier we referred to you as being dangerous.
Yes, it's very interesting. I sent an email at a request to a client to give her shot detox protocols along with a resource list. And she sent me by text a message back that had my name on it, and it said, dangerous, do not open. And so basically the Yahoo.com refused to open the mail for her.
Okay, so now you sent me a text that says I have been censored.
Correct.
And it came up, and then it was taken down immediately. It was gone.
And so AI is running on our phones.
Yeah.
And so my phones are my phone is hanging up based on some of the words that I say when I'm talking to people.
Amen. Now, folks, people are saying, well, what do we do? First of all, who is on the throne in complete control?
God.
So we go to him first, don't we?
We sure do. We just keep on doing what we're doing.
We go to him, we pray to him, we ask for discernment,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then we ask for direction. We ask for leading of the Holy Spirit and guidance.
Guidance and protection.
Right. And because the Lord said, who will fight on my side, on the Lord's side? And then we say, here we are. Send us, Lord. Send me, right?
Yes.
So that's what we do, folks. So, again, remember, AI, these people who think that they can defeat God are fools. I mean, they're absolute fools, right, Joe?
Absolutely.
And then you also have Christine.
Use a stronger word, but we're not supposed to use that word.
Right.
We also have Christina Northrup. You know, she's one of the top 20 COVID misinformation doctors, along with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And this past week, she talked about what's going on in her state in Maine, where she lives. And there's a website that you all can go to called Stand Firm Now, standfirmnow.org. And they have an initiative in Maine where they are sending affidavits, which are basically statements of truth. And if you look it up on the internet, you can figure out how to write one. And they're sending it to the county prosecutors relative to the doctors that are administering the COVID vaccines. And also to the state medical boards. The state medical board is required to investigate every complaint, whether they think it's valid or not. They must do that. So if everyone across the nation would basically send a complaint regarding doctors who are administering these COVID vaccines, we could keep them busy for a very, very long time. They want to flood the state medical boards, you know, with these complaints. And the other thing that she mentioned was that on autopsy, recently there was a man who had a shot 15 months prior to his death, and the spike protein from the mRNA shot was still replicating.
Well, all righty, folks, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. We really got to hear from you. Or 888-281-1110. Joe, very quickly, I'm going to read this letter. Now, the newsletter just went out today, folks. You folks out there listening, you'll be getting a newsletter within a couple days. And in that newsletter will be this letter that I'm about to read. And here's the reason why. It is with a heavy heart that What's Right, What's Left Ministry had to downsize due to increasing costs and declining contributions. The number of listeners and newsletter subscribers has increased over the last 2 years. Unfortunately, the donation amounts have declined, which is somewhat understandable considering the ill-gotten leaders running our country. Joe Biden, Build Back Better is an abject failure. Americans must deal with inflation, low-paying jobs, scarce food supplies, and an extremely dysfunctional health care system. We struggle to pay for gasoline, food, and millions of illegal immigrants pour through our porous borders. As we struggle, our leaders send hundreds of billions of dollars to the Ukraine, and that is taking a toll on our listeners and our radio ministry. Our radio ministry and church are fully funded by listeners like you. We're staffed with volunteers who gracefully donate their time and resources. All donations received go to the radio ministry, the bulk of which goes right into the host radios, to our radio host Salem News Network. We are not a 501c3 church that is beholden to the whims of the government corporations. This allows us to proclaim the Word of God without compromise while revealing the unvarnished truth of modern-day events. Speaking freely does have some pitfalls. Mainly the forces of darkness that target our radio ministry are evidenced by the interruptions, the static, and during our radio broadcast. We spoke with the Salem Network, and they said it only happens when we're live on the radio. What they did do, they did say it's because of the content of your program. I said, well, why do you have me here? And they said, because of the content of your program. So Salem's on the same page as we are. We're comforted in knowing that we are doing something right and shining the light on those who prefer to remain in the shadows. This is possible. This is not possible without the support of listeners like you. Now, in hopes of being transparent as possible, the following list contains the markets dropped and the amount in areas with Salem Radio Network. We hope to restore these markets once we reduce these debts. Please consider donating to your market and spread the word to your friends and family in hopes of chipping away at the balance. That would help spread the donations amongst many listeners and ease the burdens. Once we are caught up with these stations, we will be reinstated. Now, Joe, we know in the past that once you've gone off, then you're not going back. But Salem has given me the word. Once our bill is paid in these areas, we'll be back. And that's up to them to do it. However, and here I'm going to read a list of the stations for you folks out there listening. On KRKS AM 990 in Denver, we need $18,360 to go back on. In AM and WDW, AM 590 in Atlanta, Georgia, boy, are we really needed there. $26,010 to go back on. And WPDQ, AM 800 in Portland, $18,345 to go back on. In KDIS, FM 99.5, Little Rock, Arkansas, $12,960 is all we need to go back on. And WTLN, AM 990 in Orlando, Florida, $29,580. And WTBN, AM 570 in Tampa, Florida, $50,460. So those are the amounts that we need. You'll get this newsletter, folks, which you get it within the next couple of days. Now, so you people in those areas, when you send in, or whoever, wherever you are, whatever those stations are, when you send it in, make it mark on the check which where you want it to go, because they're going to be looking at all of the checks that come in, and that money will be targeted for those particular stations so that we can get back on the air as soon as possible in those areas. So there you go. And so with that, Joe, what do you have?
Well, along the same lines that we've been talking, the CDC came out and made it official. They want 3-dose COVID jabs to childhood vax list. Yep. So this is the list that the public school system uses to determine the shots that children need to start school. And they've updated their guidelines. Healthy kids, which are the ones who need it not, 6 months old and up should receive 2 doses of Moderna or Pfizer COVID-19 vax, followed by a bivalent vaccine or booster. So here we have, they're coming out, and, you know, as of last fall, less than 4% of all the kids 6 to 4 years old, 6 months to 4 years old, got the vax. and only about a third of those 5 to 11 at even a single dose. And so it comes back all over the world. They're stopping vaccines for children in almost every country. But our CDC is continuing this farce. And right along the same line, another big study, face mask made little to no difference in the spreading of COVID.
Gee, where did you hear that before, Joe?
Yeah, we've done that. There have been several studies. This is a new one. 12 researchers from universities around the world, and they are now saying, you know, this masking has done little to nothing to curb. It's published by the Cochrane Library, and it's the finding of 78 randomized controlled trials. So this is big, and they give even the studies. 9 studies had 277,000 people. Made little or no difference. Laboratory tests, there were 6 studies of about 14,000 people, and it goes on and on and on. And yet you hear there was a 3-year-old kid, child kicked out of speech therapy. He wouldn't wear a mask, and they called it a moral crime. And yet, children don't get COVID any. It's the flu is worse to a child than the COVID is. So here we just have the same insanity, the same craziness. It's all about promoting the agenda, the control of the people, and the money. If you make it a mandatory shot every year, that means Big Pharma gets to have how many, you know, sell how many doses of their non-vax to all the school children, and that usually includes all the colleges and universities. So,
all righty, Joe, listen.
Same lies.
All righty. Jerome in New York pledges 200. Don in New Hampshire pledges 50. Sal in Chester, PA pledges 100. Bob in New York pledges 500. Thank you. Okay. All right, and so... All right, right now what we need is 4,500. We were 4,500 short, 4,500 short of our goal for tonight. Now, that's what we need. But now, listen, Elaine's very smart, so let's ask her some questions, all right? Get ready. Hey, Elaine.
Yes, sir.
The Cleveland Clinic recently came out about 2 months ago and said that a report that if you have been vaxxed, if you had taken the COVID vax, you're 4 times more likely to get COVID, right? And then if you're 4 times more likely to get COVID, you're 4 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID. And then if you die of COVID, you're 4 times more likely to die of COVID, okay, if you're 4 times more likely to get COVID. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, now, here is the question, too, because you're a nurse and you're involved with these hospital-type people and that. After coming out, if I were to come out and say that, yeah, and then at the same time keep pushing the COVID, you go into Cleveland Clinic and they ask if you'd like to have the shot. Would you like to have? Well, they ask, have you had that? And then if you say no, and they said, would you like to have it? And then of course you say no, like that. That's what I did. So. Is it good for business, and is it good for community relations? Is it make common sense to come out and tell people that if you take the shot, you're probably going to get the disease and then push the shot anyway?
Well, that's the hypocrisy related to all of this. The only reason they're still asking to push the shot is money related. All right, they have all of these so-called shots piling up. And they're totally inapplicable, you know, if indeed there is a COVID virus, which has never been proven. But the bottom line is it's all about control. You know, both the Cleveland Clinic and UH hospitals are masking, which is ridiculous. And then also there's an article here about the fact that the Supreme Court in Rhode Island has ruled in favor of a father who they're divorced, mother and father are divorced. The mother wants to get the children vaccinated. They have joint custody. The father does not. And the trial decision is that there is a stay on the administration of these COVID shots because there's no efficacy, there's no proven need, and the children have natural immunity from having had an episode of sickness. And we know that natural immunity trumps all the artificiality of anything that's injected to you with so-called vaccines.
No, so then answer me this. Why is it? Because we've had several situations like this, and in every case except for one, where the parents have been in disagreement, in every case, it's the mother that wants to vax the kids and the father that says, no, I don't trust them. Why is that?
I can't explain it. I don't really have a personal opinion other than that individual's mind has been hijacked, all right, in believing and trusting. Because if they would really look to see what's in these shots and in all the so-called vaccines, you would never put formaldehyde in your child. You would not put mercury in your child. You would not put aborted fetal cells in your child. But all of the childhood vaccinations now are converted to an mRNA cell line.
Let me ask you this question. Okay. As you were growing up as a little girl, you had a father and a mother, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. I just knew it. Anyhow, and I noticed something about that and growing up that my mother, and it seems like the mothers that I knew, all had this tendency to put up on a pedestal or give, I don't want to say a godlike, but...
unward and a credence, basically, to authority.
To doctors and to doctors and to pastors, okay? There was just something, and it was like, yes, they really trusted doctors and pastors, okay? More so than the men do. Now, there is an answer to that. That's and the Apostle Paul had it, but in the Bible, it refers to discernment. That where the enemy, on the most part, would attack men, starting with Adam and Eve, in the area of pride, he would attack women in the area of discernment. And we see that throughout the scriptures there. So are they, it looks like the enemy is really working hard on that today, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they definitely. They want to totally eradicate the whole idea of a woman. You know, that's woven throughout their so-called indoctrination, along with breaking up the family and, you know, sterilization by way of chemtrails and these shots.
Okay. So is that the reason that on the left they don't know what a woman is? Because, I mean, like...
They're choosing not to.
Okay. So why would they choose not to know what a woman is?
Because they are invested in that belief system and that value system. And one of the basic innate human needs of an individual is the need to be right. And so, I mean, for the longest time, I could not understand why a lot of my colleagues, you know, are in a different realm of thinking than I am. And what I came up with is the fact that if they detour from what they have learned and what they've practiced in, you know, for 15, 20 years, that's going to be some kind of a black mark on their decision of their profession, you know, versus using that common sense and discernment and understanding and logic.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think that they're in that, that they have this feeling that if they do not engage themselves in reality, if they can just totally isolate themselves and say, well, we're not going to go, the Bible is reality. And that's the Word of God. If we don't recognize the Word of God, we don't recognize reality, we don't recognize good and evil, therefore we have no judgment and we don't have to stand before God on Judgment Day and be judged for our behavior. Do you think that's behind
it? I think that's a piece of it, but I also believe that, you know, not everybody has the faith and courage. All right, to stand, decide where that line in the sand is for themselves. I'm on the phone periodically with people that talk about being forced to do something, forced to take a shot, forced to do this, forced to do that. Nobody's forcing them. They're choosing the lesser of choices that's it for their own good, simply because they don't see another option, and there always is another option.
Right. We saw that when the test came. One of the over 18,000 churches now in this country after COVID had closed down because what happened? When they closed, and then when they reopened, people didn't come back to them. They lost credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
But the hospitals are doing the same thing. Right now, you don't want to be, you know, basically going into a hospital because things are question marked.
Right.
You know, as far as what the, you know, is required and what isn't, you know, and if you have a choice, you know, then there's other options also.
Okay, so, but if you have to have surgery, where can you get surgery other than from an operating room?
You don't have a choice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let me. I just lost my train of thought on that one because I had another question lined up in.
Sorry.
Along
well,
that.
You're thinking of that. I've got one. I noticed Elaine the same thing with the when there's a marriage dispute over a transgendered child. It seems like about 9 times out of 10 or even more, it seems to be the mothers that are kicking the fathers out and they want the child to be transgendered, whether it's a boy or girl. And the fathers are the ones going, no, 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 and nobody's listening to the fathers. So that falls right in with everything else, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. However, there are constitutional attorney groups out there. One of them is... Liberty Counsel, COUNSEL. If you look it up on the internet, there are constitutional attorney groups that will give you advice, and some of the groups are free, located in Florida and Pennsylvania. I did not bring that information with me, but you can always call me at 440-478-4073.
All right, but we're noticing, though.
Can you say that slower? If I can't write it, I know a lot
it's
of our...
It's Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel, COUNSEL. There's also...
Your phone number?
Pardon me?
Your phone number is what?
My phone number is 440-478-4073.
All right, very good. All right. Big Tony in Parma pledges 75. Thank you, Big Tony in Parma, folks. We're coming up to a break. We got to hear from you. When we come back from this, I want to let me describe what we're going to hear. The numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110.
That's the credit card line.
Yeah, or 888.
You can use it for both, but that's where they take credit cards.
Right, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right, we're going to be going to a break here in a minute. When we come back, I'm going to give you a little bit of an update on what is happening here in Ohio, but not just in Ohio. And so we're going to get ready for that one also. What's happening South Carolina, also in Texas. So we're coming up to the break. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go away. There's a lot more to come, right? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 1.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.